There we go.
There it is.
Do it. What's happening? We're going here. I think I'm recording.
I am, I know.
Mr. Negative, BB, we're here tonight, Transporter 2, 4 years in, and we're here.
That's about all you can say now.
At BB's office.
But things are gonna change. So we are at 20th Century Fox.
Action.
Pushing play now.
You're thinking Matt Waddell.
Just at the sort of the middle of that 20th Century Fox song.
Mm-hmm. Right in the middle.
All
right.
Enough about sinking.
A news corporation company. And here we go. What do you think about Jason Statham, huh? He's a delightful actor.
Boy, I'll tell you, he's rich.
Yeah, he's made a couple of bucks, probably.
Yeah. And, as we all know, that's the most important thing in life.
Look how wet the floor of this parking garage is. Who's scrubbing the floors, huh?
Well, how'd it get so wet? If it's, like, underneath, isn't the whole idea that it's not supposed to be wet?
Well, it's, the director probably did it. But it doesn't make a lot of sense.
No real point paying for the extra coverage if the rain's going to be in.
Well, this movie's basically a commercial for Audi, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like the Audi.
That's a nice car. I think I'd get a BMW.
I don't trust the crowd sleds.
I like sauerkraut.
I like bratwurst.
Me too. And I especially like sauerkraut on a nice Reuben sandwich.
I like me some sauerbraten.
James Bond. That's what his car's like, basically.
Good day, mate. How much is this model with all this extra stuff?
Whoa, Nelly.
Don't slip on the floor.
I'm so sorry. Can you help me?
No problem.
Florida plates. That tells you something. What? You don't know who I am. My name is Jason Statham.
You know what the best move is with these guys is to warn everybody, like, I'm gonna kill you in 2 seconds or whatever.
Where's this gang coming from?
It might be a car wash fundraiser or something.
Good thing I already locked the dash. They're loud.
Uh-oh. I wouldn't try that, mate.
He really comes to him with a pipe. And that, what does the other guy got?
So if would you just let him stop and take his coat off?
He doesn't seem very concerned about any of this.
Look at all the bones cracking.
What the hell is this? This guy brings a butterfly knife? What? She's the only one that got a gun?
She's not going to shoot him, though.
She's secretly in love with him.
How'd she become a gangster?
She looks like she's about 16.
She does. Especially in that little church outfit.
Okay, where were we?
Do you wear driving gloves?
Me?
Like when you had solid trans.
Mr. Negative was never in the limo business, baby. I wish I did.
Well, I love that accent. You're going to go places with that accent.
Keith David? I'm only going to use it on this from now on. Now that Rob quashed it.
Well, that's because you're playing with love.
Rob, I was dancing in the rivers of Ireland. Rob. Now look at this pavement. It's soaked.
Yeah, why is it so wet there?
The director is not going to miss a beat on the wet streets. Soak him. 3 o'clock.
That parking garage, there's no reason why that should have had water in it. It's bugging me.
There's no reason for any of this, BB.
What happens at 3? Oh, I thought it was going to be a bomb.
Francois Berlin. Uh-huh.
Okay, kids. Today you're going to be in a movie. Everybody wear red and khaki.
The gang. What's the first one wearing?
Ridiculous. I think I have some friends that grew up like this.
Jason Statham doesn't seem very good corrective about this scene.
My friends aren't doing so well either.
Who grew up like this that you know?
No names.
I thought he was going to say gas it up when you're done with it. That's what my dad would have said.
No shit. And it wouldn't have been in an Audi. It would have been in a Chevy Impala. Bench seats, yo.
Here we are, back in New Orleans.
You could sleep like four people in the back seat of that Impala.
Really?
Oh, man. Those things were huge.
I like a big car.
And we had a CB, too.
Jeez, look at this cruise ship. It's like a delightful afternoon, huh?
As long as it's not Carnival.
Carnival, I ain't going.
There'll be feces everywhere next to you.
Done.
I was looking online about going on a cruise, and all these Carnival cruises are like $219. And all the other ones are like $600 to $800 or more. We can't get anybody go on that cruise ship.
You might get some good service on it, though. I don't know if I trust them.
I don't know about the plumbing. That's an issue that really
messes
with me.
They have one more issue on a Carnival, they're going to file bankruptcy.
I don't know how they have it.
That CEO is going to be like bringing the pain.
Well, I'm sure he's still making $20
million. Good day, mate.
Pardon on the cruise talk.
Luke Besson.
It's not like there's anything going on anyway. It's just him being weird to his kid.
He wrote this thing too?
I'm sorry. Is this Miami, right?
I think it's New Orleans.
What? That's not New Orleans. That's way too nice.
Good point.
Maybe it is. Hell, I don't know.
We'll see. We'll know soon. They shoot all this stuff. They don't shoot anything in Florida.
But that's not L.A. or anything, right?
No. Not with the streets that wet.
I think it's Miami. I mean, maybe they're trying to make it look like Miami. I don't know.
Why are they going to Mike Cobb's house?
Too bad everybody didn't know who Mike Cobb is. All the millions of people that are listening to this. I like that guy.
Matthew Modine?
Yeah.
Vision Quest?
I think he's all right.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's random, man. Like, I haven't really seen that guy in a movie in a long time.
Matthew Modine?
Yeah. When was this movie made?
Who knows?
Fact check.
Probably last week.
2005.
Is this Femke? Femke Jensen?
She's got to put her face on, because she's in so much turmoil.
Oh, is that Femke? It's somebody else. Maybe it is Femke.
I recognize that chick, but I don't know her name.
Looks like Euro trash.
Sorry, Euros that are listening to this. Or should I say Europeans?
Good day, mate.
You're from Austria.
That kid doesn't look like he's the offspring of that girl in Matthew Modine either.
No, he looks Colombian.
Orle, wait. Mama?
Really, he doesn't look like he belongs with them at all. They're both, like, white, basically.
Is this the Ilian Gonzalez story?
That's what I'm saying. Miami?
Transporter 3.
They want to bring him back to Cuba.
Where is that kid these days?
Probably on drugs.
Move it along, Mary.
I think he's in Cuba, right? I think they sent him back there.
Cuba? Oh, Cuba?
Yeah.
It'd be so great if we could go to Cuba.
Pretty soon we can.
I'm going to open up speedboats from Houston to Cuba.
Maybe we'll get is that the chunnel?
Get some Baccarat tables.
From Florida to Cuba?
Oh, I love a chunnel. Moving along, creepy time.
This is X or whatever, you know.
They were X?
Yeah, I think they were together. That's their kid together.
Now he's the driver. I thought he was just picking you up as security.
Oh, maybe you're right.
He's a security operative.
No, that's right. She's frustrated around her marriage. You're right, dude.
Why do you dress like a waiter? I'm Jason Statham.
He was in that movie. I liked it. It was one with Brad Pitt. It was a good movie.
With Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Snatch.
Yeah, man, I love that movie. That was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
I think that kind of launched him, didn't it?
Probably. I don't think it was this movie. This movie might end him.
No, this movie sucks.
He's got some staying power.
I'm monitoring the sound waves to get a location.
Well, I guess working on that cigarette.
God, that cigarette took a beating. Isn't the husband suspect something at this point? They've been talking for like an hour.
He doesn't care. That Matthew Modine is banging somebody else or something, I'm sure.
Where's Ilian?
I think that kid kind of looked like Ilian.
He's working on his studies.
I think that kid might have been in Weeds.
Uh-oh, Modine sees it.
Jeez.
He's working on an espresso?
Her skirt was kind of short. Bud and me.
This conversation is a little uncomfortable. Mrs. Billings. I don't have high hopes for this marriage. Somebody's taking a peek.
Yep, he's down. Wasn't he hot with those gloves on in there? I guess if you got the AC going, but still, his hands are going to be sweating.
These guys are hot as hell.
It's not like it's Chicago in the wintertime.
Oh, that doesn't... A purple van doesn't stand out.
In that fancy neighborhood.
How did they get this much gear in that van? There's like 20 TVs.
No shit, it's like an 18-wheeler.
This guy's on his 10th cigarette.
What's happening?
What the hell is this?
This is ninja training. Come on, don't act like you've never seen that before.
Why does it look like we're on your roof?
Everything's protected up in the head.
Okay, I should probably stop with the inside jokes, I guess.
Oh, whatever. Makes sense. Whoa.
That mask is useless. Who's this guy? Is this the Frenchie?
The fake Benicio del Toro.
Move. Revolution.
If your lady's got a tattoo on the inside part of her thigh, that's dicey. That means she's been showing that to a lot of people.
On the inside of where?
Like, on her thigh? On the inside?
Oh, this guy's Statham's buddy from, what do you call it? That guy.
From Snatch?
Yeah, he's in Snatch.
What is he buying?
Does anyone know what this is?
I mean, he's got a case all fired up for it. I mean, a stand.
What is wrong with this freaky chick he's with?
That's what I'm saying. She had a tattoo right by her vagina.
His name is Jefferson Billings.
Jefferson Billings!
Isn't it odd that they just... I mean, basically, they just made money, right, on the Heineken. That goes towards the production costs.
Well, yeah, it's Audi and Heineken, and then...
That's kind of lame. He's
probably with T-Mobile.
Mrs. Billings, you're rather intrusive this evening.
Uh-oh, she's been drinking.
This is going to be a bad maneuver.
Mrs. Billings, I don't find this appropriate.
I'm a professional. I take Ilian seriously.
If you want to give me a good rogering, you're going to need to slow down.
She's not really that hot when you look at her up close, huh?
She probably smells like cigarettes.
That's kind of hot, though.
Mrs. Billings!
I find myself getting a bit of an erection.
Well.
Oh, he's a gentleman.
That's what I would do.
Drive drunk home. See around.
She's married. Just file for divorce.
You can't mess around
and then
with
I
them.
Shall bang you.
No, married chicks. It's bad karma.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if they're getting divorced, it's like they're not married anyway. It doesn't have to, the ink doesn't have to be dry.
That's what we call Rob Stovall logic.
That's better than Rob's logic.
She's in an Audi.
Oh, gosh. Unbelievable.
Who would have guessed it?
Oh, this is disgusting.
It's a
Hummer. Oh, Hummer. Well, there, that's another one.
An H2.
They don't make those stupid cars anymore. They get like 5 miles to the gallon.
But this chick looks like she is trouble.
It's a fake Brigitte Nielsen.
It's the midget Brigitte Nielsen.
Mini-me, you can plate me.
Alien, ¿qué pasó? This is our kid. Why is he like eating Mexican food so much?
And everything is soaked.
Was everything wet again?
Yeah. They even make the sound effect when it's driving on the wet pavement. Funny. Jeez. It's psychological. Can she even hold that gun?
No kidding. Not with one hand.
Oh. Jeez.
So,
are they going to try to kidnap him at the doctor's
appointment? So how was she able to only have one bullet come out when she killed that nurse if it was an automatic weapon?
I can't believe she picked that thing up.
Well, I think that was a pretty good observation.
Is he doing laps in a whirlpool? Why was the bubbles?
It might be one of those ones from the infomercial where it's only like 10 feet, but like there's like a machine that pushes you back. You just swim in place.
Gives you some rapids, maybe?
There'd be more blood. Come on. I mean, come on. There's not even like anything on her head. There's supposed to be brains going out in the back of her head.
I don't trust a lot of this.
Is that some special shells or something?
They weren't counting on Jason Statham.
May I help you? Chuck Billis. Sorry, he's out sick today.
She doesn't look like a nurse at all.
No.
Don't worry. Dr. Tybuk's
very nice. Now, if you'll just take him into room 3. Where's Miss Laura?
Who?
They're
standing at her desk. That Miss Laura. She's
out.
She's got a bit of a monkey face, I'm noticing.
No, she's got a huge monkey face.
I'm not trying to be mean, but...
No, but...
I'm just saying.
It was mean, but it's true. Look at this guy. Come on.
Good day, mate. I haven't seen you since Snatch. Thank you for the work, by the way, Jason.
Well, this guy, he looks like a homeless person, much less a doctor.
He's probably been homeless since Snatch. I haven't worked quite as much as you have, but...
I'm sure he's in the pub telling everybody about how I was in Transporter 2.
Pour me another one.
A black and tan, maybe? That's gay over there, right? If you ordered a black and tan, they kick you out of the pub.
They kick you in the face.
And out of the pub.
You drink a whiskey and you like it.
Who's this guy?
You know who that is?
Some Frenchie, I think.
That's the fake Richard Dreyfuss.
He still hasn't sniffed this thing out.
See, that's what I'm saying. Rabbit. That's definitely a red flag. Look at this guy.
This guy's running late.
He's like a WWE guy. He's like, yeah, I'm Dr. Truitt. I can't read or write, but I am your doctor.
Hello. All of a sudden, he figured it out, baby.
It was all that blood coming from that lady that had no blood on her.
Why is this kidnapping taking so long?
I don't know why you're dismissing the bad production of this movie.
It's really not that bad, actually.
Yes, it is.
There's a good action scene coming down. Is he going to eject him with radioactive material or something?
I guess that's what all that shit is.
It's kryptonite.
It's plutonium. I got it from the Libyans.
Skeleton? What is that, a chiropractor's office? Got those skeletons.
I know, it's like a pediatrician. Like that, what does that have to do with anything?
You only see chiropractors have those skeletons in their office.
Yeah, or like a professor of biology at a college.
They'll give you a bent pin when you leave.
Aye!
Did you get that?
A bent pin?
Yeah, because you're out of alignment. It's a chiropractor bent.
Nice.
Oh, no. What the hell is she wearing?
And that door did not hold all that. What is the door made of?
It's made steel? Out of balsa wood.
That's not going to help.
I can't figure out how she can hold the guns up
she
in the
can't.
Air.
Those guns are like plastic. Ethan Gonzalez wants to go back to Cuba right now.
Is this guy MacGyver? What is going on here?
It is a MacGyver deal.
I don't know what's happening. Nice. Shit. That was a good move, MacGyver.
No shit.
Quite the explosion.
It's an over-explosion.
Remember my promise.
Number one, what do you do when there's a machine gun lady and a fire outside?
Where's her doctor coat, baby?
She just killed her comrade.
That fire extinguisher is really dumping a lot of water on this.
Yeah, whoever directs this thing is a. It's like the water, you know?
He's French.
Is he?
Oh,
her makeup.
Fromage.
Makeup's running a little. What
the hell is going on?
What is that?
Is that somebody's spidey sense?
It's like more water.
Shit.
Is the place going to blow up or something?
I don't really know what's happening. The fake Danny Trejo entered the fray.
There's a lot of lookalikes in this movie.
It's like they're trying to... They had some people in mind and they had to go with the second pick, I think.
Exactly. More water in the garage. It's really kind of ridiculous with all the water.
The water is everywhere.
He remembered to put on his seatbelt.
Yeah, that's good. Check.
She's not raising any eyebrows anywhere.
Give me a break.
What the hell?
It's bulletproof, yo. He's even got bulletproof tires.
What the hell? She didn't seem to care.
Mm-mm. I'm sure she's gonna shoot him. Plan B?
Yes, Plan B.
What?
How'd you get those clips in there so fast?
What in the world is going on here?
I don't know if I'd want somebody's dad or whatever to be pushing my kid in the water.
I definitely wouldn't.
What the hell?
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, the further away the camera is from her, I think the better for her.
For this girl?
Yeah.
She looks all shaky up close.
But I guess we all do, right, Scott? Man, at least she doesn't have a monkey face.
I look considerably younger up close. Or not.
I don't know about that.
I know, BB. I made some bad moves in my day. I hear you.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
You bring alien to me now, man, huh?
He's coming back to Cuba.
My gold watch. My gold chains. They mean nothing.
The watch is so gold that it doesn't seem gold. I mean, it seems like some other color, yellow or whatever. Look at it. It's like it's painted.
Mrs. Burroughs, not a good time. Frank, I want you to drive that fucking Audi here right now.
Wait, so is that this guy's... Uh-oh.
This chick is still rolling?
Death by rabbit.
She is out of control, this one. Hello, Frank. Open the door right now.
That's not my doctor.
She's a...
God, she's terrible looking.
She's a nurse. He's going to let her in? He must have an ejecta seat on there.
What did he let her in the car for?
This girl?
Yeah.
Because she had a weapon.
But it's got a bulletproof car.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out his watch is staying up.
Because it's a toy. Like a toy gun.
Elian Gonzalez.
Frank!
Watch out for the machine gun. What is that?
It's a red cop. It's the first time the streets have been dry the entire movie. Jeez. She's going to run out of ammo at one point.
She keeps on... pulling clips out of her buttocks. Get an Audi so you can drive it fast like this.
Oh, jeez.
Whiplash.
I wouldn't listen to her.
So is that the Mexican guys or whatever he is? Is that his son?
The Mexican guy.
Whatever that guy is. What is he? You're the gangster. He's not Mexican, right? Or is he? I don't know.
The guy who's on the phone doing the Tai Chi and all
super
that?
Super gold watch, yeah.
I don't know his name.
I love that accent. The problem is, I think I'm the only one.
That's getting worse. I've been working on 20s guy too a little bit.
How much did those people that got out of the way, like, what do they make right there?
Which guy?
Those people that are just getting out of the way of the car, they're on, like, the trail or whatever.
That's the best I've ever did in the acting business. Yeah,
but it's pretty, you still make some decent change, huh?
I made, like, $80. I don't know where you're at on decent.
Yep. That won't even cover the website cost.
That's what my wife said.
Nice job.
Nice job, big money.
Then you went to the bar after and spent all of it.
Why don't you mow the lawn, smart guy? How about that master's degree, smart guy? Yeah, where's that at?
Exactly.
Nobody cares. Nobody.
Certainly Highland Park didn't. Watch out.
These guys got right on top of him. She must be out of ammo. Why don't kick
look,
her
look
out?
Look, see all that water pouring? It's like a water park.
Why don't they kick her out and then explain what happened?
There's a lot of water in this one, too.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that, Scott?
They should get cited for wasting water on
that's
a movie.
Ridiculous.
Watch out, it's a Toyota Tercel.
She's just in her seatbelt, just kind of chilling.
She doesn't care.
She's had plenty of time to put new clips in the gun. So that's not bad production.
She smells like scotch and more rural lights.
She probably stinks now.
This is New Orleans. That was the most amazing stunt ever.
Well, that scene of with that water, that couldn't have been in New Orleans, man. That water looked... That must have been somewhere different.
That's some B-reel.
Yeah, something.
Perfect.
They do a lot of filming in New Orleans because it's cheap or something.
They get good incentives.
Yeah.
No, I think we lost them. I don't think so.
Jeez. Oh, come on.
Kick her out of the car already.
So that little tiny machine gun just blew up that helicopter? Yeah, come on.
What is this thing? Dave Cole's down there in the alley? What the hell's going on?
So he just was sort of like driving on two buildings?
Something like that. Enter Keith David, enter the fray.
I like that guy. I'm trying to remember a movie. He's been in a lot of shit.
Oh, he kills it and everything. All right, Matthew Modine, calm it down, you.
You should have gotten more than two beers. I mean, this was two beers, but...
I'm doing okay, I'm fine.
Not me, I'm sucker.
Sorry!
No, that's good. I appreciate all your hospitality.
Don't forget about the mustard-style Girardellos.
He's a dick.
I haven't worked since Full Metal Jacket.
No shit. And he hasn't worked since this movie, I don't think.
Down here at the docks. This Audi hasn't taken a scratch the entire film.
Well, no, it's bulletproof or whatever. I told you it's a Bond car.
But still, it's going to break and windows are going to crash, isn't it?
I don't know. It's all bulletproof.
Metal piping things. Ding, 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 ding. Look at this. That one scratch.
Well, that's nice. It looks like my Volvo.
Probably just say, Audi.
I bet your breath does stink.
She's like, you stink like a something stinky.
Eesh.
Jeez, that was gross.
God, like over his eyelid or whatever. Look at aliens, like, can you tell me about the birds and the bees?
What's up with Fishbone in the fridge, huh? Frank, what you doing here, man, huh?
I think you're acting like you're, what's his name from Scarface or whatever? Mine?
Say hello to my little friend.
I have that t-shirt.
Did you like it when my woman lick you?
You mean leak?
She just licked me, my sweat off your face.
That's what Betsy and I do all the time. We just randomly, like, hardcore French kiss.
You haven't been married very long, huh?
That's not New Orleans with all those palm trees?
B-roll.
Yeah.
I'll prove it later. There'll be a shot of Bourbon Street here in a minute.
No, no, I believe you about New Orleans. I'm saying that shit's not New Orleans, right? Let's be real, right?
Hang on. Let me see what's going on with the plot.
You don't care.
I want $1 billion for this kid, all right? I got Frank here.
$5 million. So I think you got $5 million.
It's got the Charlie Brown voice thing. My name's Matthew Modine, and I'm a wrestler.
Womp, 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 womp.
That chick is still rubbing on Jason Statham. Don't touch me no more.
She got little tiny boobies. That's what they should have found somebody with some boobs.
They should have found somebody with some boobs that they could have rusted those guns on.
Do I sound kind of old saying boobs? Do only old guys say boobs?
Maybe.
Oh God! He just picked him up like a pig or whatever, but on its neck.
I'm sure that Matthew Modine could tell that was his kid yelling too. God damn it!
Damn it! We almost had a trace.
I think the Burroughs marriage might get through this.
I don't know.
I don't think Jason Statham's gonna have much of a career. Where's Fishbone going?
You have rules, Frank. Rules.
Frank. I like that.
You need to eat some fajitas, some salsa, some margaritas.
Jeez. Oh no.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's a bomb.
How did he see it?
The reflection of all the fucking water that's in this movie.
Who's this guy?
Get in the car and do the things.
Look at all those red lights. That's never good.
You think you want them all in the same spot, though?
Well, I think it's more than one gun.
I'll shoot him in the shoulder.
Are you just looking for the straight kill shot, like through his heart or whatever?
Everyone should be on his head. Never gets old.
And that guy was supposed to be a pediatrician.
He was?
Yeah.
Vamanos, we go to Colombia on my speedboat. It will take a while.
He's going to drive real fast. Because he's going to push the button. Jump
this
out.
This is the most amazing stunt ever.
Jump
Look
out.
Look at this. Perfectly. Perfect.
Also, he cut the chain, or knocked the bomb off, huh?
The landing looked very believable.
Still not a scratch. Those hubcaps would have fallen off or whatever.
I'm gonna buy an Audi, I think, after this. I want that one.
Damn, a whole fleet.
Who's on the back? Some guy's just having fun. I like it back here. Get a little spray in my face.
And they're decrypting.
It's Frank. I lost him. I need to protect my reputation. Good day, mate. Do you like shrimps?
Oh, from the barbecue? The Bobby?
Where is he? Oh, New Orleans. Did you recognize that map?
Yeah, that looks about like New Orleans.
It's a Nokia. I've got it.
I guess maybe there's some places like that in New Orleans. I don't know.
He's got like 15 phones.
Seems a little too pristine.
Someone's gonna have some scrambled eggs and crepes.
I think he's baking or something.
I think he's gay.
There's no way you could know that.
Just from that music. The beach.
Miami. I told you.
No.
Well, that's what they're trying to make it
look
like.
That's what they're alleging. We've spent an hour arguing about that.
Well, what else are we going to talk about?
I'm talking to Frank, my friend.
I'm the gook.
He's going to go in with cargo shorts. Jeez.
He's the cook.
Meanwhile, with 80 police on the scene, nobody sees Frank.
And that car looks great.
I think it's clean.
He's getting the $5 million ready, huh?
He's only going to have like $400,000, probably. Hello, it's Mrs. Bannister. Barrister or something.
Billings.
Mrs. Billings here, Frank.
Who could she be talking to right now?
David Keith's like, somebody's mowing your lawn.
Yeah, I'm not nervous or anything.
Don't look at me. It's my sister from St. Pete. Oh, my God, Frank.
It is emotional.
I'll call you back after I do another amazing move to get rid of a bomb. Are you in love with Frank?
Yes.
I think this happens to his character in every movie.
Matthew Modine's?
Yeah.
He is a sad sack.
Every movie that the girl's looking to step out on.
I know it. Probably like that in real life. Look at that gas station sandwich. The gook doesn't want it.
This guy looks like he's about ready to have a heart attack.
I bet you if we research it, he probably already has.
Well, he's already lost his neck. That much is for sure.
Well, and this was 2005, so... Rest in peace, my detective guy.
Adios, Tony.
No, that might be. We're probably working a little blue on the guy's death. I regret that.
Working blue on everything.
You know what the worst move is? A t-shirt under a Hawaiian shirt. Bad move.
Especially when it's hot as hell.
Yes, cold. I mean, come on. What do you need an undershirt for?
This guy is pouring sweat. He is from France. You're from France? The shaky move, too, is the sport jacket with the denim shirt. Which is
oh, yeah, no, that was terrible.
Quick fashion talk from the movie Laugh Tracks, guys.
Yep. What's going on up there?
What's up there? What are you guys doing here at the Energy One Plaza?
Nakatomi Plaza?
Where's Ilian Gonzalez?
What's up for the machine gun? That's right, they did steal him.
Kidnapping, I guess, is
it? So it's a ransom deal. No, let's do a check. That old iPod.
No, he's MacGyver.
I will unscrew everything.
Uh-oh, firemen are here. Is he going to download that stuff to an iPod?
How did he download it? He didn't even do anything. He just plugged it in.
I don't think you can do that with an iPod. You can't just download stuff.
You can't do that at all.
No.
Frank!
Well, he's one step ahead of the fireman. Another false alarm.
Look for a guy dressed like a waiter. Keep your eyes peeled.
That's your redneck accent. I think you'll go further with that one.
Yeah. Just look for him, man.
You know, I want to watch Smokey and the Bandit. Speaking of rednecks. I want to see Jackie Gleason in that movie again. That shit was funny.
I want to find what I'm looking for.
Oh, well, that's good. You don't have to go around.
It fit perfectly the size of Jason Statham.
Ah. The vial of Gatorade.
Smith's in the mix? Who's this guy?
You bastard! I came all the way here for that.
No! Is that possible?
Fucker!
Well, he needed the anecdote.
What the hell is this?
Saline?
He's in here somewhere, man. You guys gotta look for him.
They cleaned up that fire pretty quickly, really. I mean, for fire, there's not a lot of debris or anything.
What kind of shoes is he wearing? Some Toms or something? I mean, he's creeping around like a ninja.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Billings, I'll do this on myself.
Of course, that guy's gonna let him cook.
What the hell is he doing?
Creme brulee.
He's like a crack layer.
You bastard. You need to get out here right away.
And he won everybody over. He's so charming.
I don't trust the French police.
They're not French.
I think he's supposed to be French.
The fat guy?
No, French guy here.
Oh, I think he's French. I kind of like that shirt, actually.
I do, too. Well done, costume department. Mm-hmm. Fashion talk here with the Movie Laugh Track guys. Check out our fashion blog, launching soon.
Check out our website that is back up again in full force, movielaughtracks.com.
Look in about 2 weeks for this one up on the site.
No. 4 weeks. Oh, I've got everything on this iPod.
Locked. So I'm sure he's just allowed to just freewheel through the police department.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take Sergeant Gonzalez's desk. 10-4.
What should I say? Alex Gonzalez.
He was a wrestling champion.
Probably more like Golden Gloves.
Jeez. Nice mugshot.
Oh, he's got one of those old Nokias. Look at that.
Oh, it goes straight to the Audi?
Look at that Nokia phone. That's nice. It's small.
These Audis are the most technologically advanced cars I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
That guy can operate a computer pretty good, too. Look at that. Look at that mugshot.
He looks like he just came out of a bar somewhere, baby.
No, he's not just a chef.
I got a lock. Boy, that thing is so clean.
I know.
It looks like a sedan's got a little bit of a stretch on it, too, you know?
I'm sure it's specially made for the movie or something. That's ridiculous how clean that is. Where's all the water?
This guy's out of town, huh?
Perfect timing.
He's got a nudie mag there? Is that what that was?
Oh, no.
Why doesn't Statham have a gun or whatever?
Because he's, look at him, he can dodge bullets.
Oh, come on. It's ridiculous.
It's probably a bulletproof suit. That guy's not a very good shot.
No.
Why is he trying to hit every stair, too?
That's a hopeless move. Well, if you have the gun and the other guy doesn't have the gun, why don't you just wait for him to get closer and shoot him?
Jeez.
Oh, come on.
He didn't break his ankle?
You would have seen his kneecap pop out right there.
Those toms have some good support, huh?
Yeah. Here's another guy with a white t-shirt underneath a Hawaiian-looking shirt.
Why are you going to push that black guy like that? Very cool. What the hell is this guy doing?
Nice.
Jeez.
You caught up with him, dude.
There's a kite store? Is that what that was?
Right by the beach.
Out of my way!
Oh no, she's pregnant.
Oh, he saves the day every time. Is he on a cruise ship now? This is going to be an unbelievable stunt.
It is. I think he takes his jet ski on the road.
Look at this. Watch this stunt. Nice.
But I think I would just put her in the water.
That extra was like, this was the greatest day of my life.
That's a fake Brooke Shields.
I just smelled between your legs, my darling. Hold tight.
Now, where is he? Is he on a... Why did he hit that wake so hard and just crash? He just gave up. You're in a wake that hard on a jet ski.
Yeah, I mean, you can if you hit it right, I guess. But that was pretty... More like hitting a brick wall.
Where is he? Oh, he's on the bus. That bus is doing about 65, 70 miles an hour, I guess.
Boy, that DISD bus I used to ride on to and from school used to go fast.
The guy was ready to get home and drop those shakes. What the hell is this?
I'm going to smoke a joint.
Unbelievable stunt.
That's what I'm saying.
Look at this. That was completely fake.
Of course.
What? I mean, wouldn't you slow down?
Definitely. What are all those
old
people...
As soon as you hit the pavement, you would slow down. It's gliding like it's on oil.
Why are all those old people on a school bus?
I think we've missed a bit of the plot, baby. Oh, so he's got a... He carried that syringe the whole way?
Saline. So that'll kill
you?
Oh,
he's trying to fake him out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Where's the antidote? I don't care if you win Snatch. I was in Snatch. I will kill you.
Whoa.
That bus driver's like, whoa. What was he doing on the bus for like 10 minutes? Gathering his thoughts.
So base.
Guy's gonna take a shot.
So base is their house.
Who's the FBI? 15 in 2 years.
Was he in that takeoff like on Top Gun? What was that movie called? You know what I'm talking about? It was kind of a
Iron Eagle.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe Lou Gossett.
Well, that might be Lou Gossett.
We could Google it right now, baby. That's the world.
Well, no, we should. But are you recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you sure? I don't think you are.
I am, baby. Pay attention to the film. The Bannisters are having another argument.
What the hell is this?
I think that's good if we look stuff up, though, while we're doing it, because it's interesting. Hmm? I was going to do it, too.
I'll do it later.
Next time, one phone is recording, the other is for research. There's a few production notes here.
I'm going to Google jokes.
How to be funny.
Comedy. Page 1. Chapter 1. Is that TC from Magnum P.I.? What the hell's going on here?
It is the fake TC. Oh, man. I love that show, by the way. I watch that show right now.
Bing, bing. I was a big Rick fan as well.
Hell yes.
Don't forget about Zeus and Apollo. Heel.
Rick was the guy that you wanted to party with.
Thomas. Well, he owned that bar on the beach.
Yeah. That? He always dressed really fly, too.
No.
You had that affair with Fidel Castro, you. We gave birth to Ilian.
Is he there?
Where?
He was there. You didn't go to Cuba, thank God.
Mom. Kid's like, dude, I'm glad you got here. It was fucking hot in there.
It's hot in this studio, too, a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. But, 76.
Yeah.
I love you, smoochy. Blonde woman.
Now go take a shower. You stink.
Please. Clean up that, your makeup eyes.
I thought you were going to go nasty there.
I'm trying to keep it a little more on the up versus all our other jokes.
He's taking him to the anecdote.
Oh, he secretly followed him to the...
to the lair.
To the lair with all the plastic.
And anecdotes.
What is this thing? It's about people aging.
I don't know.
The Russians enter the fray? What is going on?
That gangster guy, he's the brains? I don't think so. With that suit?
I can't figure out what's going on with any of this. Oh, jeez. It's an aging drug.
It makes people age, I think? I don't know.
Statham, he's got it figured out right now, that's for sure.
I don't remember.
What? Is that fish bones in the mix on this thing?
Yep. It seems like his dreads are blonder than what they were.
He doesn't have them in a bun or whatever. Okay, if he rips the other arm off that shirt, this is going to be really weird. Have you ever known a shirt that ripped that perfectly?
No. And I'm constantly ripping shirts like that. Never rips at the right place.
Oh my goodness. What is this, Gallagher? Is that a melon?
Some kind of melon, I think.
It's a coconut.
That was a coconut, a green coconut. That's random.
You put the lime in the coconut.
Why is there coconuts laying around?
Why can't that guy lift an entire boat?
Come on, he's out. Get hit with a 2x4?
You bastard, a 2x4 in the kisser. That's Mott's.
Would you? Crack his nose.
He's like, I can't move in this small boat thing, man.
Man. His dreads are blonder. Oh, no.
That's gonna hurt.
Oh, my goodness. That's an oucher.
Do you have any vodka?
He's trying to be Russian, too?
Boom!
Jeez.
Open fridge.
That's the antidote?
There's the purple stuff.
I like to roll with a pinky ring. That's pretty good luck, don't you think?
Oh, I've been wanting one of those for years. Well, you just got all cut up.
On our 10th anniversary, I will present you with a pinky ring.
How old you do that? That'll be 2019.
I will owe you $5,000 by that point.
2019, we're going to be huge.
Huge?
Mm-hmm.
Let's bump the brakes.
I think we need to bring Jupiter back.
Jupiter only kept things organized.
His comedy was a bit raucous, though, baby.
We always had technical difficulties. That was funny.
Why is he bleeding everywhere? The Top Gun's funny, the first one we have on our site, because it's like it was really cold that day, and we're just kind of like, he is freezing.
It's true. Oh, man, he just threw scissors or whatever at the doctor.
Scissors.
The doctor's taking a beating.
This guy bleeds weird. I think the makeup artist has given up.
After 24 hours.
He's explaining what all this is about, but
I can't hear any of it. Jason Statham is cold-blooded. Nope. Perfect.
Nice.
Jeez.
Move. Come on.
That would break your back.
Then you did a windmill.
What we do? This is out. Jason Dude. Statham's like, I can't wait to get back to Britain. Nice.
That was nice.
It's busted though, bastard. Isn't he gonna see if anyone's okay? Are you okay?
That's just ridiculous.
There's one left.
Slow
motion. Great editing.
Well, God, that would hurt too. Just slam down on the ground.
Perfect.
Good thing that guy braked at the same time.
If that was my uncle driving that truck, he would have been squashed. What the hell's going on down there?
Is your uncle a truck driver?
He is a truck driver, BB.
Like cross country?
He cross country overnight, you know.
Nice.
You know, sometimes day trips and whatnot. He likes to do a little bit of math on the side, though. It's not good for business.
In Colorado?
No. He lives down in Houston down there, baby. He's a nice guy, though. Still living with my grand.
Alrighty then.
He's gonna rip off this shirt perfectly.
What are the buttons?
What?
Oh, perfect. That's how
it was. It's hermetically sealed in my trunk.
It was kind of like in a secret compartment.
I thought he escaped before he got the thing.
I know what the deal is. Like, this stuff will kill you. And so they injected it with him because they had to get the cash before. And then there's an anecdote. That's what he's trying to get. Oh, FYI.
I love you, Audrey. I was a wrestler. I was in Vietnam.
A wrestler?
In Vision Quest, baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
I was a wrestler in Vietnam. I've had a full life.
Look at that. Look, that kid does not belong with him. That's two white people. Right? White?
Lenora, why did you sleep with a gardener that
white again?
Time?
I mean, she's not Latin, right?
She's like 30 years younger than him, too. Even though she smokes, like, constantly.
You've never seen her smoke.
Off camera, I'm just saying.
You think she's a smoker?
Look at her, baby. Oh, my God.
I'm Sergeant Johnson.
Sorry to bother you, man, but... I was going to scare me a glass of milk before I wandered off to the thing, you know.
Scare him a glass of milk. All of a sudden, it's an Old West movie.
Good night, man.
All these cops lurking around. Right behind you. Doggy style.
You're so sweaty. It's disgusting. I'll still bum
he's
you.
He's got fresh clothes on.
He's just the fake Sam Elliott.
I thought it was Frank Drebin. I don't think so. But I got the antidote. It's grape Kool-Aid.
Why are you so sweaty and greasy, my love? Your son will be fine. I rescued the purple from the streets.
Here we go. Well, that's not surprising. He's such a dick. Jefferson. Anybody named Jefferson? You gotta wonder.
Jefferson! It's gotta be purple, of course.
Why is her hair soaking wet?
She's just sweaty.
God! She's super sweaty.
He's bone dry. Still got a heavy coat of starch in your hermetically sealed suit. Jason Statham, I've loved you long time. What is this guy?
Oh, that's a classic move. That's like on those commercial for an alarm company.
Orle, there's been a break-in, man.
It's got like tips.
Yo, S.A., you down there?
Go.
10-4.
Smash it. Bye. Kidney shot. Handcuffs.
Doesn't he have some answering to do to the FBI, or is he just off the grid?
He's sort of like, I bet he went to the same training as Jason Bourne.
Oh, man, Mexican guy just took a shot.
Nice. This is ridiculous.
He needs to train the FBI to do this move.
When you fight Al-Qaeda, handcuff them together, and we'll ship them to Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo.
And never see them again. Thanks to Barack Obama.
Yeah, he never closed those, huh?
He's sneaky.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here tonight, sir. Yeah. 10-4. Where are we down in the laundry?
Oh, no, he's got the virus, too.
Oh, he's sick. He's going to get a lot of prep for this role, I bet. I'm going to have a little cough. I'm inside some sort of hallway. Statham's going to save the day, I think. I hope. Right this way, Matthew.
I don't carry a handkerchief.
Here we are, French Quarter. Love it.
That is the French Quarter. I'm down with you on that.
Well, there's definitely a payphone there, that's for sure.
Is he still at the police station?
He's lazy.
Why'd they just let him hang around there?
He probably stinks by now.
At least he's not wet.
Get back to the computer and bring up Google right away.
I'm here. Sergeant Gonzalez hasn't been in the office in a long time.
Oh, hell, that's after hours, Joe. He's probably on vacation.
It's down for enchilada night. Nope. Offense meant.
Well, I'm sure there was plenty taken.
I'm sure.
Look at this guy just sitting around in his underoos.
God, boy, those chiclets got on top of me a little bit. Do you see those choppers?
Oh, yeah. No, she's Planet of the Apes style. Speaking of monkeys, there's one in the background.
Oh, I'm so good at this thing.
Benicio del Toro's cousin.
Isn't what? There an APB out on that suit, black and white suit?
It's gotta be an APB.
I mean, he's the only one in the movie throwing down that suit.
What the hell?
What the hell going on here?
I told you he was on vacation.
Where's he been? Al Capoco?
I don't know. What's this?
We ID'd the Audi. I got it. 10-4.
There's your APB.
I got an APB on Jason Statham.
Why didn't you just hang it up?
We got a French guy.
Oh, jeez. Does this movie have every stereotype in the world?
It does.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man. Get out of my way, man.
Where you going, man? I no smoke the guns.
Did they get the anecdote? Or he's still got it? They got it already, right?
It's not. Is it antidote or anecdote?
I think it might be anecdote. I think anecdote is like a small story, like a short story.
Anecdote's what we're trying to do. Antidote, what they're trying to do. She's got it too.
She's got the sickness. The sickness, baby.
He's like, what the hell? That's what I do when I'm sick. I just drink more.
That's what I do when I have shitty champagne.
Just pass out
was
gold.
That cooked? Oh my god.
Boy, bad champagne is nasty.
Have it every New Year's.
Not me.
Jeez. He got everyone sick.
Everybody's getting it. I need a whole tub of that anecdote. Miami, home of the Purple Building.
This is all like on a computer somewhere.
You think that is, right?
He's all like, do.
They're not in Miami.
I got this. I went to MIT, you bastard. Master in computer science.
They love showing her tat. Oh, look at a little areola shot right there.
I didn't see it.
Shall we rewind?
No, we shouldn't.
No coin slot?
She's like, I have an amazing body.
She's skinny.
I love my Latin lover. With his espressos.
What's this guy doing?
This guy's breathe right on.
Oh, he's going to get the antidote before he takes over the world. Honey!
You mean the anecdote? Purple passion.
Put on some clothes around the doctor, okay?
The antidote.
When does she have time to put so much soot around her eyes, I wonder?
And how much makeup time did it take for her to transform to a monkey?
Yeah, man. Jeez, that camera work was pretty stellar by the computer. Yeah, man. What you doing, Mom?
Good thing those seats reclined.
Good thing that Rastaman's dead.
Well, I snuck out. Oh, nice. Went down the drain.
I like to get one of those back massagers. Those still around?
Which ones?
You know those beads that you wear in the seat?
Go, like they were that comfortable with me.
Did he break the key?
He did.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
I just want to smoke my weed, man. I'm on the bobsled team.
What was that movie called?
I never saw it. Oh. Nobody's got a gun. Everyone's got an axe. What is this, medieval?
Well, he does all that training.
I don't know who his tailor was, but I like how he kept all that extra room in that suit. I mean, I would have already ripped that suit in like 50 places.
Oh, yeah.
It's made out of Lycra. Where are they?
Oh, he just dislocated his elbow. Is this a ninja training ground?
I don't know what this thing is. It's got steam. You couldn't hold it if it had steam, could you?
I don't think so.
I'm not trying to find flaws with the movie.
Am. There's tons of production problems in this movie. You wouldn't acknowledge them earlier.
I'll acknowledge them.
You were too busy trying to be funny.
I'll try to be. Why do they have Kenny Loggins like that? The heat is on. The heat is up.
Oh, this is like a human bowling ball.
He is good with a pipe. My spidey sense is tingling. He's going to get in the garbage can. Watch. Nope.
He's going to put everybody in there.
This is what they call taking out the trash, mind you.
Jeez.
Everybody's in.
Yeah, man. I wouldn't be sticking around for any of this.
No, me neither. You gotta pay for those gold teeth, yeah?
Yeah, man.
I've got you now, Statham. We aren't bringing an axe to this fight.
What? I mean, he is just good.
Come on.
He's a master with everything he touches.
How would that just be, just twirl around that guy's ankle?
How would he know how to operate a fire hose?
It's extensive training.
Perfect.
That would totally hurt your foot to
kick. Why don't you just shoot him? This guy's coming with a hatchet? I mean, how did this gang set up their weapons? There's a couple of guns, there's some axes, and some lead pipes. Just grab something, okay? Do the best.
He's breaking so many arms.
It doesn't look like anyone's had any training. They just run at him and scream.
Yeah. Where was I?
What, you're alive?
I'm going back to Bogota, Colombia, and I will like it, man. I'm taking my little friend with me.
I used all the anecdote.
I've been bussing
for lunches and painting houses on the side.
What do you do with all the anecdote?
You drank all the purple love.
Is that purple passion, you mean?
The purple coating syrup, probably. That fucking lean.
Purple drink. Come on with it,
give
play it.
Give me some of that lean. But slow it down, man.
Boy, his teeth are kind of jacked up.
He's an excellent flosser.
God, look at those things.
Hey, crank mouth.
My biggest abeta.
I might go back to Mexicali, you know.
Jeez. She never wants to wear anything but her panties and bra.
Why don't you work in a bulletproof vest and shoot him up?
Creepy looking. This year just got Brigitte Nielsen for this. Or should I say Brigitte?
She's like twice the size of Jason Statham.
Is she?
He's yeah. Like probably 5'2".
Tom Cruise style.
What in the world's going on?
It's called the windmill.
You couldn't hear anything at this point.
Right. Well, they do have a, she does have a silencer on there.
Your ears will still be bleeding.
This house is a mess in a second.
Well, let's just do it.
Are you kidding me? What is this, Cirque du Soleil?
That's where we found her doing casting.
What's that all about with the licking?
I don't know, but her tongue is gross.
If you ever lick me again, I suggest you use mouthwash.
Oh, lordy.
Oh, so that's it for her, huh? Since we're done with that pearl game.
After he kicked her like 20 feet. Not possible.
I'll see you later, man.
Oh, man, I love that shit for some reason. Oh, nice. I like that hand shift. You see that shifter? That's not like, you know, right there. That's money, right?
It is pretty money.
That's cool.
I'll never drive a car like that.
No.
Ever. Of course, it's nice that you've got the police stopping traffic.
Is that a Ferrari?
I don't know.
Hey, you didn't play the toll, man. Too penny
today. Dude, this is Lake Ray Hubbard right here.
It is.
It's too penny today, man. I got 5 kids to feed.
Jeez,
here we are over Lake Ray Hubbard.
We've got a Ferrari going at a high rate of speed.
Look at those cars are just standing still. Those guys are like, hey, Frenchie, can I have another crepe?
Frenchie's screwed.
Why are they just holding him there? He's not in a jail, so they're just like hanging out with everybody.
He needs to call his lawyer.
Jason Statham's gonna get him out.
Jason, where are you going?
It's B-roll.
Let's go get the anecdote.
We only had this car for like another hour, and then we got to get it back to the dealer with not a scratch, man.
Man.
I do that in any language.
I will do a 360 real quick as you board your jet.
Go across the wheat field. Is that a DeLorean?
I don't know what it is. DeLorean's done.
No, I know.
Get all that coke.
My hair is perfect.
Well, if he touches his hair like that, he'll have tons of stuff on his hand.
Our flight time to Havana today is about 45 minutes. Can you settle back and enjoy your Anejo tequila? I'll sort of talk to you in a few.
Is your uncle flying this plane?
Probably. No, my uncle never hears this.
God damn it! I hate my cousin. Nephew.
Yeah. Is he going right? What's he doing? Going to hook onto the tires or
it's
something?
It's
going to
be an impossible stunt, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it is. Oh, nice. Whoa.
What happened?
The car exploded because he jumped up on the wheels. I don't know what happened.
Mr. Sanchez, if you just settle back, I'm going to figure it out in a second, man.
Mike.
Mr. Sanchez, I'll get you an empanada. Just wait a sec.
Just gonna shoot him or something? Dude, you had to break the pilot's neck? That's crazy.
They're going to be ringing around empanadas in a minute.
I wish I had an empanada right now. It's like Cousin Eddie. He's giving him a used drink. What a freshie.
Good day, man.
Nice move. I wonder if there's going to be a hole in the plane at the end of this. We've lost cabin air pressure, man.
Good job, baby.
Thank you. There is one funny joke in here.
There baby. Is, baby. There is.
Well, so what happened to the pilot? Did he get his neck broken too or whatever? That was the co-pilot earlier.
Poof, poof, poof.
You guys need to sit down and put that oxygen on.
What happened to the pilot?
I don't know. He's knocked out or something.
Probably needs the anecdote. Let me tell you a quick story. I was saying anecdote for like 30 minutes.
Before I did anything.
I don't think even you did. I think I caught it. Thanks a lot, partner. It's like a little ditty. A story. Ditty. Like a little fact about something. Or whatever. Not even it's necessarily like a story. Like, yeah, like just like... Exactly. Not necessarily funny.
Like a Matt Wydell of the movie kind of thing.
Shout out to Burning Man 2013.
Hey, Richard, how do you afford this lifestyle?
Don't go any further than that. Oh, look, they got the oxygen, thanks. Look at that model airplane about to hit the ground from 10 feet.
How's he going to get out of this scene?
I'm going to get out of here and blam Mrs. Burroughs, Billings, whatever.
He's going to do a perfect swan dive right now.
That's so fake.
How would you survive that? I mean, the impact would just make everything a tin can, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm no physicist, but...
No, you're not. However, I agree.
There would be some issues.
No, that plane's perfectly intact. Look at it. Got a little cut on his forehead.
Good day, mate.
For his trouble.
I survived. He's alive, too?
Of course.
I will choke you with oxygen. Ironic, huh?
Jory is mine.
You ruined my empanadas and salsa.
Quit seeing empanada. I'm hungry.
He's still alive with his teeth. They look terrible underwater.
Yeah, they look worse.
Thank you. No. What is this move? There's no pressure or anything. It just flies right out.
Exactly.
They're like 5,000.
No, yeah, I don't think you could even open that.
You're saving me?
Thank you, man.
He's got to get the anecdote, I believe.
You go to Havana, I bring you the best ladies all day. You love it.
All right, Tony Fontana. Or what is it, Montana? Tony Montana, I think. From.
Say hello to my English friend. I'll bring us some mums, don't you think?
Is that for Barbara Billingsley?
If they're good enough for the Queen, they're good enough for you.
A few scratches.
I will be knighted one day by Pippa Middleton.
He probably is knighted.
He is knighted.
I bet you, yeah. Elian!
Elian, I don't care if you're Cuban, I love you. Your dad's a Elian, douche.
I've got something to tell you. You're adopted.
Your dad is a douche canoe. There you go.
Oh, no.
Give him to your mom.
I was just leaving. See you after. They're getting back together? Come on.
Mom, why do I speak Spanish like really good?
Oh, she knows. It's a sign.
Mom,
why am I good at cooking?
There he is. They let him out.
Out of jail. How'd it go with your lady friend, huh? Yeah, it could be better, could be worse, mate.
Mate. All right, to Transporter 3 we go.
It ain't over yet.
Yeah, I'm on.
Got a fat ride.
That's left. My friend, Mom.
Check it out, Mom. Look, it's a whole Rasta community in New Orleans / Miami.
Yeah, Mom. I'm going back to Paris. Screw you. That's his buddy.
What's his, you know, that's like
his cohort.
M. What's that guy's name in Bond? M, isn't it?
I don't know, baby.
I love James Bond.
Maybe Q.
Q.
Maybe M.
It's Q. I think it's Q.
I don't know.
It's Q. You know, you just said it.
I'll get home and watch Thunderball if I have time.
I think M is the lady or whatever or something. I don't know.
Hey, I'll see you in Transporter 5.
These movies make money, you know.
For Audi. Mom, I want an Audi. And a black suit.
So is the kid that goes to SMU?
Yeah.
Good day, mate. You've got him.
God, that guy doesn't get a break, huh?
No vacation? Well, since it took a shit with Mrs. Billings.
Well,
see you next time, folks.
That's right.
Be on the website in 3 months.
Later. This is Mr. Negative, or I'm not Mr. Negative, but I'm BB, but I'm signing off for Mr.
Negative. Negative, adios.
Later.